Okay.
Hello, God never should hear. President, Water of Life Ministry, Amen. For a long time, and the only president they've ever had, Amen. Thank God, they've done the business of heaven. One, no one's capable of doing it. They're metal. They're more. Today is an interesting day, real interesting to me. And I'm going to tell you now that yesterday I was led by the Spirit of God to read in Ephesians. And I turned to him quickly. I knew something about men. I had an appointment today to get some more done in my mouth that they canceled it. Amen. So I'm glad they canceled it. Last night, I was praying. I said, Lord, Jesus, I look to you. I look to you to give fix my teeth for years. And I'm still expecting you, Jesus, to fix my teeth. Today, two doctors were cut out of my treatment. And they're unavailable, and I guess unavailable for a long time. Do we
One's
know?
going to Japan in May for the
Well,
month of May. Yes.
yeah. Now, the sad thing that I know about America has always been associated with universities. Always. University. Of my life. What'd you say? So we're curious about some real problems at university. They may not be to the people, but the people at universities have to protect themselves, and they will say things, do things that are just not truth. Amen. So, I know now, yesterday, the Lord said, go to a vision. And it's the universities, it's us, it's everybody. And so I'm going to read tonight. I don't know. The visions have six chapters, and it is discipline that, and the universities need discipline. Children, they go. Well, they're not very smart. I went 6.5 years to the University of Missouri, and some of the things I saw was ridiculous. So, Ephesians 1, chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you. Now, you're going to hear a lot about grace out of what I'm teaching. And I am grateful that I can do it, that it's here. Because I've been teaching grace for years. Grace be to you and peace. Did you know peace comes with grace?
Amen.
Yeah. Grace you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and bless us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein it made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace, wherein is abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Look at that verse. That he's done what? Wherein he is abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Now, this goes straight to university. What'd you say?
I'd say it'd be good if they read it, yeah.
I've got 16 and a half years at the University of Missouri School of Veterinary Medicine.
Six.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Six.
Six and a half.
Yeah.
4 years U.S. Navy.
Right. 6 years, yeah.
4 years U.S. Navy.
Right.
And I'm built with a lot of authority. I've walked under authority. I respect authority, and I'm grateful for it. But I want to say here, you've been looking at grace, and I've said it. But verse 8, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. That goes along with grace, wisdom, and prudence. And that is, I ministered that to the world today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of things he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in it. Now, I lift this mic. We have been predestinated according to the purpose and work of all things after counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory. And first, this and pride. I want to repent. Again, I thought I did, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might, that's what I want, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. Now, that is in other places, I've read it. I can tell what is going on among the leaders of our country. And I'm grateful if they put everyone under Jesus. And I think that's what's happening. And Jehovah has a great authority. Jehovah is a man of great wisdom. He's my father. He's my God. You know what else? He's a God of all plans. That's Jehovah, the God of all plans. Now, an immortal man made the inheritance, made and predestinated according to the purpose of men, working all things at the counsel of his own will, which should be to the praise of his glory and perfection in Christ. Now, Christians must begin with Jesus, that son silly statement that somebody wrote and thought it was smart. You must be born again, coming to Jesus. And that's what I've taught for years. And I will keep it up. Jesus saves. Nobody else does. They can't. Because Jesus Christ is our Savior, our Lord, and our healer.
Right.
What have we got? Check it
that's
on.
Your phone.
Huh?
That's your phone.
The phone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Verse 13. And then we also trusted, and you heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, and then also after that you believed, that you were sealed by the Holy Spirit and promise. Now, I've been teaching this for a couple, maybe what, a month, and letting people know about verse 13 and 12, 13, and 14. Very important. And so, amen. And understand the baptism in the Holy Spirit is the seal or sealed with the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Ghost. That's a seal. It's beautiful. Now, verse 14, which is the earnest, what is Holy Spirit promise? Holy Spirit promise. You're going to have to learn to read yourself and learn to see what it says and believe it. And that's important. Now, and after that you believe, well, you see, believing is a big problem with everybody. And if you can believe the word of God, you are on top. You will come out. I thought that was the hardest thing I ever had to do, was to believe all this gospel. But I finally worked it through my hard heart. Amen. And my heart is much different. Amen. And verse 14, the earnest. The word earnest is an interesting one. Earnest is used in down payments with money. They call it earnest of our inheritance till the redemption and the purchased possession. What's the purchased possession? It's us. It is us. Did you know God owns us? Did you know we're the children of God? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about the word Father, Jehovah? Did you know Jehovah is our Father? One time, my dad, a very wise man and a great contractor, the man amazes me, is a militant. Then I called him. I said, "Dad, I've been thinking. I've always called you Father. But now I've got another Father." I did it to him. He laughed. I said, "Jehovah is my Father. So I'm going to call you Dad." Well, Dad, he and I always got along. And my father, my dad, but he laughed. And it's true. You can't have two fathers. Amen. So now Luther Davidson is my dad. Jehovah is my father. Now, if you can't do that, I understand that. Today, I talked to a lady on the phone. I was about to leave. I thought, well, get far. And I told her something that was happening, and she amazed me. She said, "That I understand." I don't know if she did or not, I'll find out. But those were her words, "That I understand." Now, wherefore also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you." Now, look here, right here, you must take notice. Two very powerful words are revealed here. Unto you the spirit of wisdom. Oh, what a blessing. And revelation in the knowledge of Him. Who's Him? Jesus. Now, right there are two things that my faith is opening your heart and going right in for two reasons. Wisdom is extremely important. And, amen. Revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. Now, my friends, I'm teaching you something, and I'm going to push it away till your heart's filled with it. Wisdom and knowledge of Jesus. I think this is the most amazing revelation I've ever received.
Doyle,
What?
I believe, since I'm a ex-grammar teacher, that the knowledge of him is talking about the first God, God and the Father of glory. That's who the wisdom and knowledge is of God.
There's a God of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Right, and that's who it's talking about.
No, just a minute. Says so. The Father of glory
Right.
may give unto you the Spirit, the Father.
Right.
Now, look, the Father of glory
Right.
may give unto you the Spirit of wisdom. Now, listen, and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
Him,
Who's Him?
the Father of glory.
No, it's got to be Jesus. It's got to be. I'm just telling you. I'm convinced. If you don't get a revelation, who saves?
Well, Jesus is the one that died, was buried, and raised again for us.
Now you said, now you said, Calvin didn't die for it.
Right, but I'm just pointing out with the prepositional phrases and the clauses, it's talking about the
Well, that's your lady's interpretation, but that's not mine. Why? If I had my little book, a minute, I love it. I'll show you something.
Well, that's, yeah, we're reading the
What
word.
is a Bible? What is the gospel?
Right.
Amen. All right. Those two words are right there,
That's right.
revealed in my little book.
Amen.
Have you got it?
No.
No. So, if you and I will just not agree, but we
We'll
won't
live.
get mad, we won't fight, and the day will come for you make amends. You see, I'm a good teacher. You know where I learned I was a good teacher? In the Navy.
Then
In the Navy. That's what they told me. They said, did you know you are a good reader? Well, yes. And did you know you're a good teacher? Yes. You know why? Because you're a simple teacher. Teaching should be simple. But people that are intellectual, they think they're not intellectual at all. Not at all. Their intellect is sick. So, anyway, I had fun in the Navy.
Amen.
I really did. And you know why? I had that wisdom of Jesus and the revelation of Jesus. Now, why is it exceeding greatness? And it's paradise for them to believe.
You skipped 18.
Well, now your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us for to believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. He worked that power in Jesus.
Who worked that power in
The
Jesus?
Father,
Yeah.
he raised him.
That's right.
He raised him from the dead.
That's right.
It wasn't a puppy. Listen, I'm not going to fight with anybody, but I've been walking in this.
You taught us this a long time ago.
You better believe I
Yeah.
did. I taught it. Now, which he worked during Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might. That might's an important one. That's the inner man where you're going to find it. Might and dominion and everything that is named not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Oh, tell us. He's foretelling things. Now, and that was all things under his feet. Whose feet?
Jesus' feet.
Whose feet?
Jesus' feet.
Huh?
Jesus' feet.
Oh, that's part of the wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. We won't bite, we won't get the man, we won't throw any rocks. Amen. Amen. And thank God.
Verse 22.
You're better than I am. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do next. For above all principality, power, and might, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. That's powerful.
Amen.
All the world, and put all things under his feet. Whose feet? Jesus gave him to be the head over all things to the church. He is in the church. Amen. Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Chapter 2. And you had the wicked who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in that man you walked according to the course of this world. Oh, yes, we all did. In this world, according to the prince and the power of the air, you know who that is? The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That's Satan.
Amen.
And among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. The mind, right up here. This is the most dangerous part of a person. As they get puffed up in their brain, in their mind, they think they're really important. They're unimportant. They're deceived. Amen. Now, amen. Now, by God, verse 1. Okay, right. But God was rich in mercy with this great love for when he loved it. You know why I've been so careful and making sure I'm saying the thing? Because there are going to be some university people read this, and they know everything. They're the smartest people in the world. I was in a class of 31 veterinarians, and some of them thought that they knew everything. I'm going to tell a story. And there were 31 of us, and came in one day, and there was a little 5-pound terrier that was brought in. And that little terrier, I looked at him, and I thought, this pup's broken. I knew everything right then. Now, I was always a good me student if I wanted to be. And I did some things. But this guy was straight. Hey, he knew everything. And so they were trying to figure out what was wrong with this pup. And I said to the owner, how long ago did this situation appear on this note? Well, a couple of hours. He was fine. But then, thank you. I walked over. I got a little pill. called apomorphine.
Ouch.
Huh?
Sounds bad.
Well, let me tell you what you can do with it. But in under the eyelid, and in about 8 minutes, I start vomiting. And I went and got about a quarter of it, walked over. But under his eye, what'd you do? Oh, you'll find out. I wouldn't let these people that thought they knew everything. And I won't today either. My B student are education and strength and by anything. But anyway, in about 8 minutes, I said, I got this one. I know. You know what? That little rascal vomited six packages and said it. Well, was
Cellophane.
it? Oh, that's what it looked like. And he swallowed all of
They were giblets, weren't
them.
they? How did
Yeah.
they miss six packages of giblets when they
They
brought them in?
were giblets. And when they started coming out, and I just laughed. And this guy that thought he was so smart, and if you want to play games with me, go ahead. He said, "What'd you do that dog?" Well, nothing. Gave him a little pill. What? How'd you know to do that? I said, in my head.
Jesus. Wisdom of Jesus.
I played with some of those guys. I tell you, I was always right upper middle where they were. And the Lord helped me. Now, I had some professors that didn't like it, and they did well, try to rip me off, but they didn't make it. All right, where am I? Did I read?
Chapter 2, verse 1.
Oh, well, I'm up here then, right?
I think I'd start with verse 1 again.
One? All right, just quicken. The sin, right in that bed, you walk according to the course of this world, according to the branch of the book, the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That's the devil.
Right.
That's what I cast out. That's what you do. And children of disobedience. Among them also, we all had our conversation in the past, in the lust of our flesh. That says we all had fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind. Were by nature the children of wrath. They're coming. Even as others. Of jerkers and jerk out. God is in his rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved. God is rich in mercy. Don't forget that. Amen. Even when we were dead in sin and quickened us together with Christ. Now, Jehovah and power. Amen. Now, even when we were dead in sin, quickened us together with Christ by grace, you are saved.
Amen.
Hey, this is good meat.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. This is going to take an intellectual if we've got any that really know they are. And it's going to tear them up. It's fun to see what God did to me. I'll tell you, I was a pretty good thinker. And then one day I thought, I don't think at all. I had some trouble in my head. Now, And it brings us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, who did all that? Jehovah. Right? That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Right. Jehovah showing what? Us? Right. Amen. Grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
But this is what I couldn't believe. Everything that Jehovah does, he does it through Jesus.
Amen.
Now, amen. For by grace, verse 8 gets you. For by grace are you saved through me. And that not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Now, did you know most churches say faith saves you? They do.
I know.
Saved by faith. But verse 8 says, for grace are you saved. Through faith.
We need both.
That's right. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. What was that? Not of work, that any man should know. But we are not, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, and the good work which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that you be in that man, Gentile, in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, that by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh, made by him, that at that time you were without Christ. You were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Now, I admit I struggled that Israel had an effect over me, but he does everybody. Everyone. And strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made high or nigh by the blood of Christ. Now, the blood has some effect, for he is our peace, who hath made both one, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandment, contained in ordinances, for to make himself a thing what no man so make him be. You hear my faith working? That he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh, for therein we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself made the cheap water known and knew all the building that they bring together, growing into the holy temple and holy temple in the Lord. Get a temple in the Lord. That got that. And then you also are building together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. What time is it?
It's 7:41.
I got two, 1 and 3. For this cause I bow, I adore the prisoner of Jesus Christ for our Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to yourself, now that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand, or you read, you may understand by knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in an agent was not made known unto the sons of men. It is now revealed unto his holy apostles. Now get things good, folks. The holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body, partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. The gospel is, it connects everything. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Now, God gave me everything I am. Then Jesus took over.
Amen.
Now, amen. Unto me, who am blessed, that the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Now, to the intent that now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, and who with boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire you, make not that my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, for the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. Notice that. By the Spirit, strengthened in the inner man, does he right there, that Christ, not your head, but your inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and now the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, unto him that is able to exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church and by Jesus Christ throughout all ages and world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Now, quit.
It's up to you.
Is it not 8 o'clock?
It is 7:46.
I'm going to read more.
Okay.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, as what I am, beseech you, you walk worthy of the vocation for which you are called, with all lowliness and meeting with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, oh, one body and one Spirit. You get it? Amen. Amen. And one Spirit, even as you are called, in one hope of your calling, our Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father, and Father of all. Uh-oh, there he is. There's a above all, through all, and in you all. But, oh boy, every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. My book, what is the gospel, is full of this stuff. Amen. Where did he say, when you send a born high, he left captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, that is it, but then he also descended first to the lower parts of the earth. He went to hell. He went to hell. He that who went to hell, Jesus, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Oh, my. You've got to be perfected, saint. But first, you've got to be saint. Got to be perfected. And perfection, when the Lord was perfecting me, I'm wondering about it, was I was going to stick together. Amen. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. This is also blame for the edifying of the body of Christ. The body of Christ is edified through prophets, apostles, all of us. Amen. That we, and by the way, you cannot do what some think they can, that they've been voted in. And the first is apostle. The second is a prophet. Amen. And imagine some pastor and teacher for the perfection of the saints. They've all got to be here to perfection. Simple. And I am the apostle. And I am a prophet. I am the prophet. And I do the work of an evangelist. Now, henceforth no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, kind of grabbing it, or by the lying wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, they grew up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Jesus' head, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together, connected by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in that measure every part, make it increase of the body to the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, testify the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having no understanding, darkened, being alienated from the life of God, and the ignorance is in them because of the blindness of their heart, and being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness, but you have not so learned Christ. Now, you must learn Christ. Everybody must learn Christ. But you have not so learned Christ. But you will. It shall be that you have heard him And I've been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus that you belong. It's like the former in conversation, the old man, which is come down, or to the sinful lust, and made renewed spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I'm going to go to buy. Wherefore, running away, like speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Did you notice it is okay to be angry, to be angry and not sin? That's what it says, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. People say, you're mad. No, I'm not mad. My faith is high against your demons. And I don't sin. Be angry, sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil, oh my. Let him his soul steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand, the thing which is good, that he may have to sin, to give to him that needeth, that no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of head and mind, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Right. Look, minister grace, minister grace, minister grace, minister grace. You get it? You got to get grace. Amen. Now, let them bestow still the more. Oh, wait,
verse 30.
30?
Mm-hmm.
It's about there. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Did you know you grieve the Spirit whereby you are sealed, oh, to the day of redemption? Sealed by who? Holy Ghost. And all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be you kind one to another, tender-hearted, by word, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Like what?
It's 7:54.
I'm going to read on.
Good.
8 o'clock.
All right.
Be you therefore followers of God, and their children, and walk in love, and Christ also have loved us, and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, that rather give him thanks, for this you know, that no whoremonger or unclean person or covetous man is an idolater, and that there is in the kingdom of Christ and of God. You read that. Well, you can read it. Amen. Amen. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Right. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not you therefore partakers with them, for you were sometime darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Fruit being what is acceptable unto the Lord, and you have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. It is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by light, for whatsoever doth manifest his might. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Say then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore you be you not unwise, but understanding that the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, for it is excess. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melodies in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourself one to another, the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband, as unto the Lord. Husband is head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church. He is a man, savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, Christ so let the wives be their own husband in everything. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church, gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present himself a glorious church, not having spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And so ought men to love their wife as their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, yet even as the Lord the church, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but as being concerning Christ and the church, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife say that she reverence her husband. And
you might as well finish the last chapter.
All right, all day. Children, I'm doing well. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for she that says, right on thy father and mother, which is first commandment with promise, thou mayest be well with me, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Oh boy, like that. And
you would.
I do. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as your unto Christ, that not thy servants and men believers, but as the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. God, with good will doing service, with good will doing service, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall be received of the Lord with it, as be bond or free. And you masters do the same thing unto them. Forbearing, granting, knowing that your master also be in heaven, neither is there any vacant burden in him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Oh man, I tell you, I'm glad. But on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against barren. Not against the man, but against principality, against barren, against the servants of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high place. Wherefore, taking you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in every day, evil day, having done all that says, and therefore having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, got to have the gospel of your feet. From all things that shall have made wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the burning hearts of the wicked, and take the helmet of the salvation and the sword of the Spirit, and the word of prayer and supplication. And the Spirit was in watching their day with all perseverance and supplication of our all saints, as for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, which I am an ambassador about, that therefore I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that you also may know my affairs how, and how I am the Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister, in the Lord shall make known to you all things whom I have sent to you for the same purpose, that you might know affairs, and that you might comfort your heart. Peace and the bread of the love of faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be with all of them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen.
Amen.
Written from Rome to Ephesus.
By Tychicus.
That's a prison. Yeah. And that was right. Did you not feel finished?
Yeah, you did.
Did you know I wanted to?
Amen.
Did you know what time is
it? It is 8:02.
Thank God. Now, let me tell you, this will go out.
Amen.
And every bum, what, I'm not kidding you, the church is full of bums.
I got you.
They will start reading this, and this will eat them up.
Amen.
This, the Lord sent me yesterday to read those three.
To Ephesians, right.
And Ephesians. I knew I should be good. But you know, the Lord didn't care about my team. He wanted this out.
And you got it out.
Huh?
And you got it out.
He got it out.
Amen.
He kept believing me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's beautiful? Sixth chapter. It will do some work in a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people. Not those words. Grace is every time you open your mouth,
mm-hmm.
and it. Well, you want me to pray?
Sure.
Father, I thank you. I'm amazed that I finished. But it was your will and your love that pushed me to keep going. And I pushed it out, and I'm so sad, so pleased that a vision. All chapters are going to be posted. What? Tomorrow, next day?
What, Ephesians?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can post it.
You don't know that Ephesians, I knew Ephesians would straighten up a bunch of people. Father, thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. That's all I've prayed. I've borne out all the courage I've had, all the strength I've had, but I never slowed that foot talking. I say I'm pleased with what I just did.
Amen.
And you know what? My bait was with every bit of it. May I be quiet?
You want to say good night?
Huh?
You want to say good night?
Folks, good night. Amen. I love every one of you. I'm well pleased. I'm more than pleased that I was able to read Ephesians today. Now, it's going to be out. Rest.
That's right. We'll get it
That
out.
means,
All right.
well, I'm not over thankful, but I am blessed, and I thank Jehovah, and I thank Jesus.
Amen. All right. See you guys later.